Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Tuesday, January 26th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, a 66-year-old Lakeland man was arrested on Sunday afternoon by the Polk County Sheriff's Office on a domestic violence charge of battery on a person over the age of 65. The victim told the responding deputy that Jamie Collazo Gonzalez grabbed the victim by the neck and pushed her. The victim was not injured. Mr. Collazo Gonzalez told deputies that he is currently employed by Griffin Elementary School in Lakeland as a custodian. And the Hardy County Sheriff's Office, under the administration of Sheriff Vent Crawford, is currently testing body-worn cameras for the first time in the agency's history. The compact state-of-the-art cameras are capable of recording both sound and video, taking still pictures, and have a battery life of more than 12 hours. They will also have automatic night vision capabilities for when the situation is in low light. With transparency being more important than ever before, deputies will have their cameras recording the entire time they're working a call. Body-worn cameras will record deputies' on-duty encounters, safeguarding and storing potentially critical evidence, providing after-action video for training, and ultimately fostering community trust. And speaking of community, your local events, the Calvary Quartet is returning to Maranatha Baptist Church of Wauchula for two special services this Sunday, the 31st at 10 and 11 a.m. This quartet has been ministering the local churches for over 25 years. They've traveled the East Coast of the United States singing old-fashioned four-part harmony gospel music, and the quartet strives to combine soul-stirring music with the highest musical standards. There is no charge for admittance, and a love offering will be accepted. Maranatha Baptist Church has served Hardy County for over 40 years, and the church is now located at 204 North 9th Avenue in Wauchula. Please call Pastor Charlie Scott at 863-832-7829 for more information. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Hardy Fresh is looking for a crew member. Qualifications include self-motivation with the ability to work in a fast-paced environment, effective time management and communication skills, and reliable transportation. BMLR Properties is looking for a property manager. Qualifications include a high school diploma or equivalent, driver's license, and 1 year of property management and one site or real paid software experience. And Equity Lifestyle Properties is looking for a housekeeper. Qualifications include a high school diploma or equivalent, reliable transportation, and 1 to 3 years of housekeeping experience. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return after these messages.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
We have a message from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office. They tell us their dispatch center has been receiving a multitude of calls in reference to individuals wanting to make an appointment for the COVID-19 vaccine. If you're wanting to make an appointment, you must call the Hardy County Department of Health at 863-773-4161. There are additional opportunities for the vaccine through Central Florida Healthcare. You can contact them at 863-767-0696.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 77 degrees out, feels like 83, mostly sunny, air quality fair, maximum UV index is 4, moderate, wind south-southwest at 7 miles an hour with gust up to 8 miles an hour, humidity, humid 68%, dew point 66, cloud cover 25% with the visibility at 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:53 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly cloudy this morning and becoming mostly sunny with areas of fog early this morning, highs in the lower 80s with southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening and becoming mostly cloudy with patchy fog after midnight, areas of fog toward morning with lows in the mid 60s and south winds around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 80s with southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gust up to 25 miles an hour. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the evening with lows in the mid 50s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour with gust up to 20 miles an hour, becoming northwest after midnight with a 20% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Calling for strong leadership and bipartisanship from Congress and the incoming Biden administration, more than 180 groups, companies, and individuals urge quick action on immigration reform. The coalition, which includes the California Farm Bureau and other ag groups, issued a joint statement last week. It described immigration laws as decades overdue for an overhaul to create modern, humane, and effective immigration system. National Groundwater Awareness Week will be held this year, March 7th through the 13th, according to the National Groundwater Association and the Groundwater Foundation. The annual observance was established in 1999 to highlight the responsible development, management, and use of groundwater. This year's NGAW will be focusing their advocacy on highlighting the need for heightened awareness of local, regional, and national policies that protect and increase access to groundwater. President Biden's trade team is coming together and looks to be stacked with individuals key in crafting the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Last month, according to AgWeb.com, Biden tapped Katherine Tai as the next U.S. trade representative. While she still needs to be confirmed, Tai was the chief trade lawyer who helped with labor provisions in the USMCA and supports the enforcement of the trade pact. Nora Todd was selected as chief of staff for the USTR's office. The former top Senate aide helped push key changes in the USMCA.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Farmers and ranchers are some of the original environmental stewards working the land day in and out to provide for our families and communities. Now they're being recognized by the Florida Farm Bureau for following best management practices to reduce the environmental impact and improving some of Florida's most precious resources. Florida Farm Bureau's This Farm Cares program was started back in 2019 and recognizes Florida farmers who practice best management practices on their operations. Here is program coordinator Casey Hilliard on the program and its purpose.
This program recognizes farmers and ranchers' efforts to protect Florida's natural resources and to be good stewards of the land. And our slogan, This Farm Cares, is really utilized to demonstrate to the general public that our farmers and ranchers are committed to protecting and preserving our environment across the whole state. Just a little more than 800 of Florida's nearly 47,000 farmers and farm families have been awarded the CARES designation. And so it's a very prestigious honor. Farm Bureau is really proud to have this program and really give that thank you.
In 2020, 22 farmers and ranchers were awarded as part of the CARES program. To be eligible for the CARES program, farmers must complete a five-step process, which includes planning and implementing best management practices, as well as evaluating those efforts.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Wall Street ending a choppy day with mixed results as the market struggled to find direction. Apple and other big tech stocks lurched higher, then lower, then back up again. Several of them report that their latest quarter results will be released this week. The S&P 500 climbed 0.4%, even though slightly more stocks fell than rose within the index. The Dow ended lower. The tech-heavy NASDAQ rode. Tracers are keeping a wary eye on rising coronavirus infections in various countries and a bumpy rollout of vaccinations in the U.S. The Dow lost 37 points today to close at 30,960. The NASDAQ gained 93 to 13,635. The S&P 500 up 13 points to 3,855. New York oil rose 50 cents to $52.77 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Tampa Bay continued their road magic with a 31-26 win over the Packers in Green Bay to advance to the Super Bowl. First-year Bucs quarterback Tom Brady says he's thrilled for the entire organization, especially head coach Bruce Arians.
I think for me and my experience, it's not what it means for me. I do think about what it means for everyone else. And it's an amazing achievement for BA. I'm so happy for him. You know, the whole coaching staff's put us in a great position for us to go out there and do our jobs well.
Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs get to defend their title after beating the Bills 38-24. Buffalo was trying to grab their first AFC championship in 27 years. A win would have returned them to the Super Bowl for the first time since their run of four straight appearances and losses that ended in 1994. Josh Allen finished with 287 yards and two TDs. Patrick Mahomes, 325 yards and three touchdowns. SRN Sports. NBA last night, Raptors hand the Pacers their third straight loss, 107-102. Kawhi Leonard scored 34 points to help the Clippers notch their seventh straight win, 108-100 over the Thunder. L.A. guard Reggie Jackson, who had 14 points, says they try not to interrupt Leonard's rhythm when he's shooting like he did on Sunday.
For us, you know, we love to get daps in at least and get the spirit going. We really believe in it, so you just give him your dap here and there, but you try not to overtouch him. You just want him to stay hot, try to close the game out early. He did a great job of just getting us a lead.
Hornets beat the Magic 107-104. Celtics 141-103, drubbing of the Cavaliers. Bucks beat the Hawks 129-115. Spurs beat the Wizards 121-101, and the Trailblazers beat the Knicks 116-113. Damian Lillard had 39 points, including 6 3-pointers. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wachula. Your quote for the day, any cattle with a sense of humor is simply a laughingstock. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.